I take as my text from the Gospel, "As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whatsoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whatsoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
Amen.
Happy octave of Easter, which is commonly known as Low Sunday. Now, there are many reasons for calling it this. First off, compared to the high solemnity of the entirety of Easter week, the first Sunday after Easter can be low and somewhat boring. Some believe that it is known as such because the gospel reading describes the apostles laying low after the crucifixion and disappearance of Christ's body. Another possibility, and possibly the most convincing reason, being that after the obligation to attend the Sunday before, many people choose to find something else to do with their Sunday morning, causing an abysmal record of attendance in all churches. Now, this is a shame. Our high holidays of Easter and Christmas elevate the spirits, but for many, the high is immediately lost to everyday life soon after the high is attained. We celebrate the cause of our salvation one Sunday, but we should continue to celebrate because over the next few weeks, we begin to see how Christ delivers our salvation to us. Much of the theology of salvation that we hear is simplistic. And if you think about it, it doesn't really explain much. Growing up, I had little respect for the church. I was torn every Sunday attending a Roman Catholic service on one Sunday and the next Sunday a Baptist. And I mean, they don't quite agree very much. I understood that there was a God and that his son Jesus died for our sins, and believing that bought me a ticket to heaven, but I had no idea how anything else in the Bible applied to me. The apostles died thousands of years ago, and I did not have any connection to Israel, and I had no idea what the Holy Spirit was. As far as I knew, Christianity was just a notion which was simple enough to comprehend if you could believe in a God and understand that people do bad things. There was no need in my mind for a church, and the Bible was a very long book to prove a very simple point. Today's gospel begins to unfurl how Christ builds the church and through it supplies the manner in which God's grace is bestowed. Now, we have all heard of the Holy Ghost. It usually sounds like an afterthought when people bring it up. There's God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. And then there's Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, who died to forgive us our sins. And then there's that third thing with a weird name. Perhaps we think of the Holy Ghost when we hear about charismatics flopping on the floor of their churches and mumbling gibberish while handling snakes. The truth is that the Holy Ghost is what connects us today to God and to the stories of the Old and New Testaments. As we know from the Nicene Creed, the Holy Ghost was the power behind the prophets. Perhaps it is lesser known that the Holy Ghost was Shekinah, the Spirit of God that dwelled with the Ark of the Covenant in the wilderness and in the Holy of Holies in the temple. The word holy means other or separate. So saying that the Holy Ghost was in the Holy of Holies is to say that it dwelled in the most separate of separate places. It was apart from the people and only accessed by the high priest just once a year. When it worked, it only worked through a handful of people set aside by God. The majority of people had no access to this power, and they were separate from the holy God. What we see in the New Testament is exciting stuff. At the time of the crucifixion, the curtain which kept the Holy of Holies closed, a curtain which was believed to be 4 inches thick, was torn in half. Now think about that. The place where the Holy Ghost dwelt, that separate, dark place, was opened. The Holy Ghost went from dwelling apart from the people and out into the world. As Christ had prophesied, the temple was destroyed in a day. The physical temple was brought down, and 3 days later, Christ rebuilt a spiritual temple with his resurrection. In today's reading, we see how Christ took the Spirit of God, Shekinah, the Holy Ghost, and gave it to the disciples so they could give it to the world. We say in the Nicene Creed, in the same paragraph that we affirm belief in the Holy Ghost, that we believe one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. The Church is one, and that there is only one salvation, and that is through Christ. The Church is holy, separate, and that it is completely different from the profane world, and its message is unique. It is Catholic, in that its message is universal. The word apostolic describes how it is spread. Christ, after his resurrection, took the Holy Ghost, which up to that point had been exclusive to prophets and the Holy of Holies, and gave one of its powers to the apostles. Later, the Holy Ghost would descend upon the church on the day of Pentecost, and the power would rest in them to perform works of the Spirit. They, in turn, have bestowed the Holy Ghost upon others in an unbroken line to us. Their successors have delivered not only the message of salvation through Christ, but have also bestowed the gifts of the Holy Ghost, those same gifts bestowed upon the prophets and the original apostles, to those who would believe and receive them. Christ, in today's gospel reading, gave them the ability to pardon the people's sins, but they would also gain the ability to ordain others, to bless in Christ's name, and to give those gifts of the Holy Spirit which we receive at confirmation. Christianity is not just some simple message. I was mistaken in my youth to believe that I could be alone in my belief. Christianity is so much more than just understanding a book. It is not mere personal belief. If it were, then the Bible would end at the resurrection story. If we are to understand the fullness of the message of God, then we need to understand that we are meant to be participants in the spiritual temple built by Christ. God exists in three persons, but outside of the Apostolic Church, we can only know two of them. You see, the Church isn't just a group of people or some building. It is how God reaches out to us. Those stories in the Bible aren't just archetypes for what we are supposed to believe. They tell us where we come from, how we got to where we are now, and where we are supposed to be. We were created by God the Father, and we are saved from ourselves by Christ the Son. But just like the Bible does not end with the resurrection, our journey continues in our sanctification through the Holy Ghost. Receive it, and let it work through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.